What's poppin', people? It's Dante. Welcome to Street Photography Breakdown Part 11, where we look at five photographs and break down the five different compositions, give you some information behind the scenes of how these photographs were made, and hopefully come home with a better understanding of how we can apply these ideas to our own personal street photography journey. And so here in example number one, we have basketball in Mumbai. And so a lot of the time I follow my intuition when I enter a new place, going down the different alleys and streets that are otherwise unnoticed or not charted as a photographer. This to me is the simple pleasure of exploration, is to go somewhere outwardly into the world, into the unknown, and sort of just go with the flow, right? I don't really go to any particular location thinking this is a hot spot, right? This is gonna be like the shot. But this is just some random beach town that I wound up, you know, I got in a taxi and I told the guy, okay, the sun's setting, hey, take me to the closest beach. Right, and he just took me to the closest beach, and then I explored the street, and yeah, I wound up at this particular scene. I noticed this family, I noticed this potential photograph to make, as there was this boy playing with the basketball. We have the beautiful light, we have the beautiful background with the color, and so I made sure to position my body in relationship to that boy there, and I was recognizing this pattern of him throwing the ball in the air over and over again. And so when you recognize these patterns in human behavior and gestures and moments, you can then work the scene. And so what I did was I stayed put and I clicked the shutter more than less, and I sort of didn't leave the scene until the scene left me. And so I allowed the child to play with the ball over and over again as I got closer and closer, dropping to a lower angle to separate that moment from the background in relationship to this boy in the foreground who fills the center of the frame. On the left-hand side, we have the man with the green shirt who's standing tall in the background, filling that part of the frame, in relationship to this dog that swooped around the boy's ear and that statue of a religious figure on the sort of ledge there in the background. There's a couple different elements here that combine from the moment of the basketball to the color of the man's shirt, the color of the wall. We have the beautiful textures of the wall in the background. There's vibrant colors due to the light and the way the golden hour sort of fills the frame here with that beautiful cascading light, shadow, and color. We have the shirt on the boy in the foreground with that yellow bright color. There's just a lot of vibrant elements that make this frame successful. We have that basket on the right hand side in the background, that sort of different detail that, you know, there's lots of details that you don't necessarily notice when you're pressing the shutter, right? There's just so much chaos, you can't really put it all together. But in order to create order out of these chaotic situations, you have to simplify the sort of situation down to a few different elements, right? I see a boy with the basketball, there's the decisive moment. I see a beautiful color wall, that's my backdrop. There's beautiful light, that's what's filling the frame with vibrancy. And then we have two different subjects. We have a father and a son, and so I make sure to position my body in relationship to these different subjects to then fill the frame. And then the dog and the sculpture and the basket and the different ways that things relate become very spontaneous, and they become something that derives through the gut, that instinct to press the shutter, where ultimately composition is a result of your intuition. And so example number two, we have Schuylkill River Docks here in Philadelphia. I love to ride my bike along the Schuylkill River Trail. Once again, photographing during that beautiful golden hour. This is around the time between the blue hour and the golden hour. You have that beautiful kind of cool light. It's a bit nuanced with the light here. It's kind of interesting. And so I simply gravitate towards these scenes that I believe are joyful and uplifting. And I find that the summer days in Philadelphia alongside the river are some of our most beautiful places to explore and some of our most beautiful places to relax. And, you know, I think a great place to find these kind of joyous moments. And so I photographed this group hanging out, laying on that tarp there. And I was photographing this particular subject matter, these people on these blankets and this child that's sitting down on the right hand side on the phone, you know, because I need an anchor point, right? I need an idea of how I can put together the frame when I look at a scene like this. And so I emphasized in the middle of the frame that sort of content, right? I emphasized in the middle of the frame that group of girls there just kind of like hanging out on their phones. In relationship to the leading lines, the background, I was aware of this element in the frame initially, right? I was aware of the different ways in which I could include the dock in the foreground, the dock in the background, in relationship to the water to sort of set my stage. And so I have my anchor point, I have my background, and then what I was doing from there is building the composition from the way in which the people in the far background, we're sort of walking along the promenade. We have the reflection of this sort of fisherman in the water. We have people that are sitting alongside the docks. And so I'm kind of working simultaneously back to front and front to back. And so I'm looking at the world in front of me as a visual puzzle for me to solve as a photographer to create these compositions. And then I noticed how there was a child coming from the foreground. And so as I was making this picture and as I was composing, I quickly angled my camera down slightly to then fill the frame in the foreground and have this decisive moment of the girl entering the frame. And so we have the result of the composition at the Schuylkill River Docks, a beautiful summer day here in Philadelphia, a composition made through positioning my body in relationship to this scene in a way that allowed me to fill the frame with visual interest. And so we have example number three, the snake tattoo. This is another photograph made alongside the Schuylkill River Trail where I love to walk and I love to ride my bike. And so I simply go to those places that I really enjoy visiting, and then I ultimately come home with more interesting photographs because of that. And so when I made this photograph, I saw this man with his snake and he was holding it up and doing tricks and he was just hanging out. And so I asked him, oh, can I make a photo of your snake? And then he put the snake on the ground, and as he went to pick it up, I got down low and I made a photo of the snake. You know, this was something interesting to me, is the snake in the grass. We have the art museum in the background. We have the gesture of the man's hand lifting the snake up. And so this came through my instinct of recognizing something interesting going on, something weird, something interesting, you know, the snake on the ground. And so I dropped low, photographed the snake. And then ultimately the gesture, the hand, the leg, you know, these things kind of fell into the frame on the middle and the left hand side very naturally through me positioning my camera at a low angle. However, the snake on his leg, that tattoo, is something I genuinely, and I admit, did not recognize. And this is interesting because a lot of the time what you get in the photo isn't necessarily what you see from your naked eye, but that intuition that guides you to press the shutter can ultimately deliver you with some spontaneous gifts. And I find that to be interesting, as the shape of the snake is exactly the same as the snake on his tattoo. And I don't believe that one must achieve the photograph that they want to manifest in reality with your two naked eyes and say, yes, I see this juxtaposition that I can make. But ultimately, through chipping away at life and making photographs, I admittedly believe that you can achieve these more spontaneous, lucky kind of shots. And so here we have the result of the photograph of the man with the snake outside of the art museum here in Philadelphia. Example number four, we have a very emotional and impactful moment of the Zambian funeral. And so as a Peace Corps volunteer in Zambia, Africa, I spent a year in the village and I spent a lot of time at funerals. And to visit a funeral as an outsider is actually encouraged in Zambian culture. And it's encouraged when you pass by a funeral to always join in and mourn with the group. And so as I photographed at this particular scene, I had permission to make photographs as I was an integrated member within the Bemba tribe. And I spoke the local language and was visiting these funerals and different ceremonies over and over again. And so I was a fly on the wall at this funeral. And so as I observed the funeral procession and I noticed the way in which the people were digging the hole and burying the dead, I was very much intrigued by the smoke and the rising of the digging and the people in the background and all of the chaos that ensued. However, the emotional, impactful moment of this man mourning is something that I tracked with my eyes and my feet at the scene. And so as this man began to mourn, I tracked him with my camera, dropped to a low angle as he fell to his knees in this emotional moment of grief. And I made this photograph instinctively at his angle by dropping low, by filling the frame here in the foreground with that emotional moment of the man who is mourning. In relationship to the people who sort of struck my interest initially, in the middle of the frame with the digging, we have the two different people with the shovels digging from right to left. And this sort of energy at the scene was palpable. There's so much movement and impact just generally at a scene like this. And we have in the background many different faces, many different people gathered, filling the frame there in the background, observing and mourning together as a community. And then we have a couple different things that I think are interesting to note in the realm of street photography, where a street photographer is much more interested in the, not necessarily, like I approach the world as a documentary photographer, but in the back of my head, I have this the sort of vision and aesthetic interest of a street photographer, meaning I'm looking for those more serendipitous, spontaneous, sort of intuitive moments that I think can sort of elevate a moment that is maybe leaning more so on the emotional impact to a more visual and aesthetically interesting photograph, if that makes sense, right? Where we have, you know, this repeated gesture of the arms, right? We have this man in the foreground outstretched with this shovel. We have that man in the background with his arm outstretched with the shovel. And these sort of general like gestures and things very much interest me as a photographer visually. We have on the left-hand side in front of the smoke, that pole, that stick that's sticking out to the left-hand side that mimics the shape of the shovels, right? And so we have this sort of like windmill effect of movement, of gestures. And what I was trying to say is, as a street photographer, when I'm in a situation like this, I'm very much interested in the geometry, in the formal elements of what makes a composition, as well as the emotional impact that a photograph can make. And so as I look at the background here, we have this clean separation between the subjects and the sky. You know, by dropping to a low angle, I was able to fill the frame. I have on the left-hand side, once again, the smoke, that sort of dust that's rising and filling that part of the frame, giving more emphasis to that stick that's sticking out. And I think that ultimately this composition, this photograph, is a result of me going out there into the open world, having an adventure and being very curious and open to these new experiences and following forward with courage at the scene, and then making this photograph is a result of that. And so I don't believe that photography has anything to do with photography, but photography has everything to do with how you engage with humanity out there in the open world on the front lines of life. And so with example number 5, Jesus in Mexico City is another prime example of this. And so when I arrived in Mexico City, of course, I photographed in the popular markets, but I looked out into the distance and saw the mountainside and said, I want to go there. There's probably something up on those mountains. That seems interesting. And so I hopped in a taxi and had the guy drive me to this place called Idios Verdes, where I took a gondola ride to the top of the mountain. And as I climbed higher and higher, I found this beautiful sculpture of Jesus. There was this construction site and these men were working. There was a beautiful giant cross. And I reached the peak. And as I reached the peak of the mountain, I was there at the brink of danger at the top, you know, in the unknown, on the top of the city, and, you know, overlooking all of the city from the top of Mexico City. And, you know, it was just a fantastic scene. And it came through me going out there and exploring the open world out there on the front lines of life. And so as I looked at this scene here, and analyze the different elements in front of me, I very quickly and intuitively recognized this sort of a sculpture of Jesus with his arms outstretched. And as I made this photograph, I was working back to front, plugging in Jesus and the mountainside there on the right-hand side of the frame so that I can make a relationship between the man in the foreground and the sculpture of Jesus in the background. And so I intuitively and instinctively knew that I could make a relationship between that sculpture and a human in the frame. And so as I made this photograph, all that was left for me to do was have this human element fill the frame. And the man came into the scene, outstretched arms, Mexico, Mexico, screaming. And that moment became a bit more mysterious as his face looks tense and there's something more moody and emotional in his facial expression with his arms outstretched at the scene. In relationship to the background elements of this gritty construction site, we have the mountain and the storm cloud rolling in. We have different elements that sort of swooped into the frame naturally through that instinct, through that intuition to press the shutter, where this dog comes on the left-hand side in relationship to that bag of soil there on the right-hand side, and these different elements that are separated in details throughout the frame come through that gut instinct to press the shutter. And so we have the cherry on top, the thing that makes the composition a bit more striking, the gesture, right? The gesture of this man with his arms outstretched in the center of the frame relate to the arms outstretched of Jesus in the sculpture in the back of the frame. And so we have that juxtaposition there emphasized, and something that I believe that I could make when I approached the scene. And so if you go back to the snake and the photo I made, I didn't necessarily notice that tattoo. I was just photographing the snake, and that was very spontaneous and a quick picture. This photograph is an example of me photographing with intention, looking at the different elements around me, understanding the relationship I can make between the sculpture and the person in the frame, and then manifesting that in reality. And so this is something that I believe you can achieve through sharp visual acuity and observing the world with intensity, and then being present and working the scene and filling the frame with those details and elements that you believe can uplift the mundane moment and make a stronger photograph. And so here's the result of the photograph of the man in Mexico City with Jesus there in the background. Once again, photography requires you to go out there in the open world to explore, to go on the adventure. And just remember that the adventure of your life is just right outside your door. All you have to do is just set your body in motion without preconceived notions of what you will find. Don't go to just the hot spots in new locations or even in your hometown. Go to the places that draw you in. You know, for me in Philadelphia, I like to photograph along the river. You know, I don't necessarily always photograph alongside the bustling streets where everybody else goes. I like to photograph in the places that draw me in. You know, when I visit a new location, I simply follow the light and go down new alleys. You know, if I go to Mexico City, I'm not going to photograph in the same places as everybody else. I'm going to climb the mountain and go on an adventure. And so I call you to do the same. And so if this video inspired you, please feel free to visit dantesisifo.com, where you can find more resources on street photography. If you click my Start Here page, I have a free PDF with my contact sheets. I have a video about how I mastered street photography. I have a full guide for the Ricoh GR, how to conquer the fear of streets. Street photography. There's a couple different resources on there on the Start Here page. Feel free to visit my YouTube channel. I've got a playlist with the behind the scenes videos from my trip in Mumbai, India, and there's many more videos to come. So if you enjoyed today's video, thank you for watching, and I will see you in the next one. Peace.